This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
Sarah clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Okay. I am excited that I got to get dressed in the light.
The power is back on.
The power is back on. I know it might not look like I got dressed in the light.
Quite the opposite,
yes. Because it's a really cool outfit that I'm wearing. But the lights are back at my house.
I mean, maybe you lost your ability to see straight.
It is always tough at 3 in the morning, you know?
I know.
Wiping the sleep out of your eyes, all that good stuff.
All right, so you got your power back. Our friend Sarah over here, also, her power is out in Mercer Island. Do you have your power back?
We sure do not. So I got dressed in the dark today. Is that a laugh track you just played?
No, that's a real live studio audience.
Wow.
We're doing a whole new thing on the show.
But do you know what is wild? I've seen some of the East Side folks that don't have power, and the estimated time of restoration is Saturday at 8 p.m.
I'm not even joking.
I mean, honestly, listening to the laugh track and watching Sarah's stories yesterday, her life is kind of just like a huge like sitcom right at this moment.
It really is.
Oh, we're definitely going to have to get to that today.
Oh, for sure.
Are we? Are
we? We are.
Yeah, we're still struggling on the island. Thanks for asking. I will punch you in your face.
I love that you now know you have like a window into the world of what it's like to lose power when you live in the North End. And I can't believe I got it back first. I feel like I won a race.
I'm shocked. When you texted that last night, at first I was like upset. And then I was like, be a supportive coworker. Just say, oh, I'm so happy for you.
No, for real. And I saw the text and it said, I have power in all caps. I was like, oh, Sarah got her power back. And I had to like do it like a little, like look in a little closer to see who sent the text. I was like, oh, it was Taryn. Not Sarah.
Taryn lights on daily. Woo-woo!
Oh, even Russell Wilson thinks it's funny.
Is this how it's going to be? The whole morning until I get the power back? Ooh, this is going to be rough for y'all.
Oh, let's inform our rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Last night, the power was on for your Seattle Kraken as Joey DeCord stopped every shot, 24 saves, his first shutout of the season, and the Kraken beat the Nashville Predators 3-0. Daniel Sprong, who they just got back on the team with a trade, that was a good pickup. He's been playing great for the Kraken. Also, Brandon Montour had a goal, and Yanni Gourde, and man, who's a... Chandler Stephens had three assists. It was just a great game for the Seattle Kraken, who have now won 5 of their last 6 games. And a great homestand. They were 5-1-0 on the homestand. But unfortunately, now they have to leave and they have to go to Los Angeles to take on the Kings. But hopefully the winning ways continue on Saturday.
Let's go Kraken. Many are still recovering from the bomb cyclone storm that hit us on Tuesday night. At least two are dead and hundreds of thousands still without power. Western Washington is also looking at another coastal storm that'll come in Friday morning.
Thought we were done with this.
They say the wind gusts could be 40, 50 miles per hour in areas like Enumclaw and Issaquah. Did you see, by the way, I think other than the mountains, Enumclaw had the highest recorded gust. It was like 76 miles per hour or something.
Both of those places got hit hard on Tuesday, so now they're potentially getting hit hard again on Friday.
That is correct. That's so it is going to be quite a bit less intense, but they do expect there could be a few minor power outages, some disruptions, but nothing like what we experienced on Tuesday.
In Colorado, there's a story that just cracked me up this morning. It's a guy in Boulder that decided, you know what, I'm going to put up a bunch of signs that were, well, not very FCC friendly, some of them. They were kind of profane, demanding that people drive safer in his neighborhood. So people get a little sick of them. Dude, there's a guy in our development that speeds out of the development all the time, and I'm just waiting for that time that I'm like outside where I can kind of like be that guy that's like, slow the F down, man, because there's kids in the neighborhood. But this guy, he kind of went down a road that was very creative, but not necessarily the right thing to do. He made these very official looking signs that basically were saying some pretty awful things. In fact, here's the Boulder police commander. His name is Darren, talking about the signs.
I'm guessing that it's a concerned citizen that is kind of fed up with some of the behavior they're seeing in their neighborhoods or in other neighborhoods. So, you know, I definitely appreciate the gesture behind, I think, what they were intending to do. But, you know, like we said, it is a crime. And, you know, there's definitely other means that people could take to try to let us know of these behaviors.
I don't know, man. I think the way that he's going about it is pretty funny, though, because it's like he made these signs to look just like the speed limit sign. And then underneath it would say, get off your damn phone. One of the other signs said, don't kill any kids today. Whoa. Okay, that one's a little aggressive. And then my favorite, slow the F down. But he didn't spell, he didn't just write F. He wrote the full word.
It wasn't F asterisk asterisk
no,
asterisk.
No.
The Seattle Mariners are going to be transitioning to Major League Baseball's in-house broadcasting group. They will join seven other teams under MLB Media, though we don't really know exactly how this is going to impact
how us fans access this. Yeah.
So Root Sports has for a long time now been the Mariners' home for broadcast, but the MLB will now handle production starting in 2025. This will also maybe open up some new viewing options.
Also, if you don't have, like, Root, maybe?
Right? I don't know.
I don't
know. So, also, as you know, Dave Sims, longtime Mariners play-by-play broadcaster, has also departed to join the New York Yankees radio team. So, lots of changes for the new year.
This was one of those stories I saw in the news. I read the article, and after I finished reading the article, I have no idea what I just read.
Just and nod. Smile and nod.
All right. Good luck to you, Mariners and Major League Baseball with your in-house broadcasting group. Hey, tonight, if you want to watch some football, Thursday Night Football, it's early for us, too. Earlier than usual. The game starts at 4 p.m., and it's the Cleveland Browns hosting Russell Wilson in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Russ is still not lost.
That's pretty impressive.
I just recently watched like an interview on, like, it was on YouTube, but it was like some NFL network-based interview where he just talked about like what's going on in Pittsburgh. And once again, he just answers things in the most uplifting, positive way. But I'm still rooting for the guy.
Maybe the Broncos were just a bad match. I don't know.
It sure as hell seems like it. But they're doing all right without him.
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go. there you go. Are you rooting for Russell Wilson right now, or are you just kind of like, you want to see him still fail?
I mean, I definitely don't want to see him fail. He makes me laugh when he's cringy.
Mr. Unlimited.
Sometimes he does say stuff in these interviews where he makes it sound like many years ago, I thought about this. And I'm like, bull crap. You didn't think this through. Like, I get that, like, you want to make everything seem like it's like a script from a movie, but pump the brakes a little bit there, Russ.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 49 degrees and cloudy, that is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Danny just did something that hurt you to the core, Steve Miggs.
He mentioned something, and I don't think he knows what he did to me.
I have no idea.
I mean, it hurt my soul.
What?
And I was so mad. I was so mad.
Will the Bowie Buddies recover from this?
Yeah, of course, because it's a stupid thing. But it's not even something current. It's something that happened 10 years ago.
Oh, boy. Well, what was this thing? We're going to find out all about it at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny V, this morning, you shared that you watched an old movie that Migs loves, but you thought it was dumb.
They gather in a secret location.
Hey.
They gather in a secret location. They are extraordinary, yet their identities are unknown. But in 2010, we will witness their power.
I have laid eggs inside of your brain.
Get them out of my head.
I have brain control over you. Pew, pew, bing, bing, pew, pew.
You invite idiots to dinner and make fun of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's messed up.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Switzerland. I love your cheese with the holes.
He is a tornado of destruction.
I'm having trouble describing what I'm looking at.
Best dinner ever.
I have no idea what that movie is.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
What?
I was laughing, but I don't know what that is.
Dinner for Schmucks?
Never seen it.
It's the greatest movie of all time.
Is that okay. How Danny feels about it?
A little exaggerated, but the movie's freaking awesome.
Who is in it? Okay, Steve, I recognize Carell. Steve Carell.
And then you got to know who the other guy is. His other buddy that he was an anchorman with. Handsome fella.
Oh, Paul Rudd.
Boom.
Okay.
Paul Rudd's like the guy. He's like kind of like a dude, and then he invites Steve Carell, who's kind of weird, to this weird, like, fancy pants dinner where they just invite weirdos to come hang out with them to kind of make fun of them.
Oh, so it's a movie that celebrates bullying.
There's a lot to it.
Wow.
It's about Tim. He's an executive. He goes to his boss's dinner where they're allowed to bring the most ridiculous person that they can find, and he picks Steve Carell because, what was he into, like, mouse dioramas. And,
yeah, and he's a taxidermist.
He's a taxidermist, and he's out there. And then they create a friendship, and it's a heartwarming ending to the story. No spoilers.
Oh, Danny, you don't look impressed.
I would like to say, first off, that I never said I didn't like the movie, Steve. I said it was a dumb movie. I watch a lot of dumb movies.
That's fair. And I just got the vibe you didn't like it.
Over and over again. You know, it wasn't my favorite. I would watch it again, though. It's one of those I could put in the queue of, like, oh, I can watch again and again and maybe it will, like, kind of endear itself to me. But, like, in the moment, I was just like, eh, this is not their best work.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that might be one of Steve Carell's best movies.
What?
No way.
What, you disagree?
I totally disagree.
Have you seen this movie?
Yes, and it's so weird. And
it's super weird.
Of mice, it's just, it's bizarre.
It's right up the Steve Carell that we all love kind of alley, like the quirky sense of humor.
Yeah, but I would say 40-Year-Old Virgin is way better than this one.
Damn it, I can't really argue that, but it's his second best movie.
Okay.
Anchorman.
Third best movie he's ever done. And I'm standing firm on that.
Okay.
I know I feel really left out in this conversation. I want to have a dog in this fight. I need to watch this movie.
Oh my, the scene where they're hanging out with the couple from Switzerland is still like, it's so great.
Like at the lunch?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Barry, you know what? We're going to focus on business right now.
Switzerland. I love Switzerland. It is one of my favorite countries. I love your army knives with the toothpicks and your cheese. Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes? Our countries are not enemies. They are friends. We are friends.
You have been to Switzerland?
No, but I have a friend who drives a Volvo, and I speak a little of your language. Heard if he say there, tired if heard if heard be.
Come on, Taryn. You need to watch this movie this weekend. You and Brad. I know what state of mind Brad will already be in before you start the film. He will love it.
He will be a giggle mess.
Yes. All now right. You have your power back. This should be the first thing you do to celebrate your powers being
back. That's a good call.
Yeah.
I have a homework assignment.
Just that clip was so cringy.
How?
It was just, I was so embarrassed for him.
It is very cringe comedy. Like, yeah. If you don't like feeling like awkward situations, I can get why you don't like it.
Oh, so for once, I'm on Danny's side.
Yeah. Ooh.
I've never even heard of this movie. It does not sound entertaining whatsoever. Maybe when I was a stoner in my 20s, but now I'm 50 and I've grown up since then. LOL.
Wow. Well,
that's a you problem, old man, coming from the guy who's your same age.
I would also argue I would love Steve to rewatch this movie like from like a fresh perspective and see if you actually I know, but you don't like a lot of dumb movies that come out these days and you're like, oh, I don't like these ones. I'm Steve. And then you're like, but like the old ones that you watch in your younger days, you're like, these are the best movies ever.
I had to do a double take because I thought it was me right across the room. Yeah, just that impression was phenomenal. Yeah,
really
thank
dumb.
You.
It's really good.
Well, because the dumb movies today are truly dumb.
Okay.
Back then, 10 years ago, we witnessed some of the best films ever being created.
Those classic comedies.
You know, honestly, I forgot all about the movie until you mentioned that you thought it was dumb. I'm like, that movie brought so many smiles to my face. I think that movie's fantastic.
All right, I want in. I want in on this.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. What about you? What is the thing that you like that other people think is stupid? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots. What is that thing you really like that other people think is stupid? 206-803-ROCK. Derek in Kirkland, tell us about the showers you take.
Hello?
You there?
She's taking cold showers. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we lost you for a second, but you said cold showers?
Derek,
are you in the shower right now?
No, he probably is.
His That's phone probably is what frozen.
It is. It's probably not a waterproof phone. It's probably an Android.
Well, I can say I tried to take... I did a cold plunge one time and it was stupid.
Dude, this
sure.
is so funny. It. Yeah, Danny and I were literally having this conversation yesterday. We were at the work gym and we were both on the treadmill and we were just talking about something. I can't remember what... Just things that we know is probably good for us, but we just don't feel like doing. Yeah. And cold plunges was one of them.
It's not something I enjoyed. I gave it a shot, and I did not like it.
Did you go in like one of the buckets, like the barrels?
So I went to one at like a ladies' spa where they have like a couple different temperatures of pools, and they had one freezing cold pool.
Danny and I would do it if it's at a ladies' spa. Oh my God.
I also just like picturing you guys on the same treadmill walking together.
We are. Yeah. I'm in the back.
Of course.
It's a little faster, so I have to kind of pace myself. My buddy Daniel, who's one of my neighbors, he's got one of those barrels in his backyard, and every once in a while I'll hear him in there because of the ice cubes. And I'm like, man, I would probably do it once, maybe even twice, and be like, yeah, you know what? This does feel good. But then by like the third or the fourth time, I'm like, it's too freaking cold. I give up on this.
Also, do you have to have your own ice machine that you just keep reloading it, or are they just like buying bags of ice at the corner mart?
I think they have an ice machine, but I have no idea.
That's like a lot of ice.
I never bothered to ask that question. Next time I run into one, I'll be sure to ask on your behalf.
Do.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. What is the thing you like that other people think is stupid? Justin in Ferndale, what is the movie that you love so much?
Hey, good morning. And the movie actually, it's a rock opera called Repo, the Genetic Opera.
It's called what?
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Huh? Oh, so it's not like Repo Man. It's its own thing.
Yeah, so Repo Man was like semi-inspired. Like, it came out like that came out a couple of years after this did, but basically roughly the same concept of there's a Repo Man that comes around and takes your organs back if you don't pay up for them.
Oh, so it's like a children's play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's like all set to like a gothic rock like soundtrack. Alexa Vega from Spy Kids in it. Paris Hilton's in it. Man, there's a whole bunch of amazing actors, but it's just like one of those movies that it's kind of hard to find your niche crowd that will get into it. Like, I think it got like 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And yeah, it's, I highly recommend a watch also food-wise, anchovies, people.
We can't. Justin, it's been a real nice time talking to you. We can't talk to you anymore. Anchovies are trash.
What?
Oh, sorry, Danny.
It's okay.
I'm going to sit around not eating anchovies and watch Dinner for Schmucks. Somebody did text and said, my wife thinks it's stupid, but I love Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh. What the heck is that?
You don't remember with Meatball and what is it?
Fry Lord.
Yeah. It's a cartoon that was like on at night on like Comedy Central.
Adult Swim.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm unfamiliar. I feel so uncultured this morning.
Again, I think you should hang out with your husband after he's done what he usually does and pull it up, and I think you guys would be laughing.
Deal.
This text came in. I love Creed, but no one around me likes Creed at all.
Okay, stop.
Well, let's hang out.
We got your back. Believe in Creed, Danny.
No.
We're back, baby.
We're not back.
I have fallen in love with Creed, but I watch their music videos, and their music videos are straight up dumb.
They're so cheesy.
They're so cheesy.
A lot of wind machines.
Especially now watching something that was like came out 14 years ago. 373 million views, Danny, but it's not all just for me.
He's got the deep V and the medallion.
But the video is just like a time capsule of like just cheesiness.
I will say that Taryn shared a video with me of Jimmy Fallon and what's his name?
John Hamm?
John Hamm doing a Creed impression.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it was way better than actual Creed.
It was pretty good.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve?
Why are we still listening to this?
He has a record of 332 wins. Today, you could potentially hit 100 losses because you've got 98 right now. Oh, 56 crap. Ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
Why?
Now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Here comes Danny.
No!
Feel it.
The Daily Migs Show.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.